the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
A new voice to Minnesota Homebrew. He was recommended to us. His name is Jacob Grippen, and that's titled How Do You Do It. That's just him and his guitar playing. I don't know if that was a live performance. Sure was a good one, though. And his Facebook page says that he is an anti-folk artist. Now, anti-folk is sort of a category, I believe, that was kind of born out of the punk rock movement. And basically, it's a genre, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that doesn't sing about the things that normal folk music does, those things that are near and dear to our heart and precious. I guess I could be considered an anti-folk artist. He's originally from Caledonia, Minnesota, and currently lives in Winona. Jacob Grippen. Check him out. Well, up next, we had to move this song to the second hour because I was just bloviating too much. But here's Tim Cheesebrow with Avalon.
When our hearts keep keep time in the night. With our faces warmed by firelight. In the moments between the bustle and the dreams, I find a piece of Avalon. When the dew still clings to the leaves, in a silent symphony rises to the east, I know what I see, but not what it means, as I feel the world awaken. Avalon, Avalon, no, I'm bound for Avalon. I find inner connection in universal perfection. I'm bound for Avalon.
Yeah.
That chord change at the end. Pretty, pretty song. That's Ruby Nordby. We'll send that out to Ellie. And say hi to Ruby. Glad you're on the mend. Hope everything's fine down there in Winona. Well, this next gentleman is well known to Minnesota Homebrew because he is a master of the auto harp. And we'd like to congratulate him for making the finals of this year's Minnesota State Fair Amateur Talent Contest semifinals in the open adult category. He will be performing his own arrangement of the William Tell Overture on his auto harp this coming Monday, August 25th, sometime between 7 and 9:30. No special determined time. He'll just take his spot when they call his name, and his name is Tony Wintersdorf.
I'd like to be a poet like Longfellow, sitting there on top of a high hill, counting all my sheep and feeling mellow. That would surely give me a big thrill, with no cares, no worries to upset me. I feel free and happy as could be. If I could only be like my Longfellow, even if it's only in my dreams. Thank you. could only find someone to love me, I'd celebrate our honeymoon each day. We'd run out on the beach right in our bare feet and chase each other through the flying spray. We'd find ourselves a cozy little cabin away from all the city noise and din. If I could only find someone to love me, I'd take my sweetheart's hand and move right in. To be a poet like Longfellow, sitting there on top of a high hill, counting all my sheep and feeling mellow. That would surely give me a big thrill, with no cares, no worries to upset me. I'd feel free and happy as could be if I could only be like my Longfellow, even if it's only in my dreams.
Satan built a fortress 50 stories tall, pillars made of bedrock with solid granite walls, tempting all those sinners and those who'd gone astray. He promised worldly riches, but there was hell to pay. His dungeon lay upon a barren sea, fortified with lust, greed, and vanity. He'd bring you to your knees and make you crawl along the hall in the fire behind Satan's wall. The priests and politicians, they run their hands in woe. It's a pressure situation and something's gonna blow. What once was just a nuisance has now become a crime. When his hand is in your pocket, it affects the bottom line. They sent their soldiers 40,000 strong, gonna raise that devil, teach him right from wrong. But 40,000 men heard the call, they would fall and wouldn't put a dent in Satan's wall. Satan's wall's a vile and evil temple, a threat to every creature, great and small. A fate worse than death, pure and simple, for one and all who find themselves behind Satan's wall. One night while I was sleeping, Jesus came into my room. He said, I need your help to free those people from that tomb. I said, Jesus, I'm a Christian, but I am just one man. He said, all you need is to believe, do the best you can. Saddled up and headed for the coast, me, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. With nothing but our faith and our resolve, and that was all it took to tear down Satan's wall. Satan's wall's a vile and evil temple, a threat to every creature, great and small. A fate worse than death, pure and simple, for one and all who find themselves behind Satan's wall. Satan's wall.
He's from Rochester, Minnesota, and he even does house concerts at his home. And that's a hot thing because singer-songwriters, especially myself, are a little perplexed at how people will come out to listen to music and then they don't listen to music. At house concerts and listening rooms, that's not the case. People are there just to listen to music, and it's a much different atmosphere. I know Drew Warney Jacobson runs a similar venue in Bemidji once a month called the New Folk Collective, and then there is the listening room in Fargo, and home concerts are becoming a big thing. His name is Tim Hildebrandt, and that's Satan's Wall. New to MHB. It was requested by somebody, and I can't remember who. I'm really sorry. Well, up next, a group also requested a Brandon Sampson song was asked for by Mr. Milloway, and I couldn't find him, and then I discovered he plays in a group called 6 Mile Grove. And I went, 6 Mile Grove. Now, who is that? Because, you know, I've been doing this show going on 3 years now, or we're into our third year, and I just had never heard of that group. And I don't have anything really specific. They're from down in the southern part of the state. But Brandon Sampson's a member, and here's a song called She Sings a Song on Homebrew.
There's a song that I keep hearing. No one else can hear it. Like it's only sung for me when she's around. It reminds me what I'm missing, like mistakes that I keep fixing. And I'm the only one that hears. I've been making up the stories for years about our story, about the promise of a place out by the sea. She keeps making up the lines that I just love to like, that she only wants to sing to me. She sings a song with her pale. Something I've been waiting for. It sounds like something I've been waiting for. The song keeps on playing in the background while we're waiting, waiting for the morning to go our separate ways. Everything about her is why I can't live without her. And everywhere I go, it sounds the same. She sings a song with a pale blue eyes. She sings a song when she smiles. Something I've been waiting for. Sounds like something I've been waiting for. I keep asking for everything I can. Yeah.
four-piece group, Six Mile Grove. It started out in a small town of Lisle, Minnesota, population 500. And frontman Brandon Sampson was 7 years old. He injured his hand, and with help from his dad, helping his dad on the family farm, and a physician recommended guitar playing for rehabilitation. And a few weeks later, Sampson came home from the music store with a new guitar. His younger brother Brian threw a fit and was appeased with a shiny drum set, and they comprise what we know of today as Six Mile Grove. I've been to Lisle, Minnesota many times. It's on the east side of Lake Mille Lacs, and it's when I'm going over to Hinckley. I cut around either the north or south end of the lake and go right through Lisle. Well, up next, a song that was requested for tonight. Of course, it's all request night, so these songs are all requested. Coke and Carbon Blues by Mr. David Hanners. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew live from the studio of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls.
When it snows, the ground turns black. You can feel it in your lungs. Twin sister smokestacks crowd the sky. They breathe out and blur the sun. The monster never shuts its doors, never turns out the lights, spits out 400 tons of coke every day and every night. Black snake clatters down the tracks, dumps his coal and rolls away. And if I was a younger man, I would hop that train and leave today. On South 13th Street, near the coke and carbon plant. My daddy worked there before me, swore to his death that he'd get out. First time I saw my father's legs, they were fair as hickory. Rest of him dark as the coal. He fed that furnace every day. Black snake clatters down the tracks, dumps his coal and rolls away. And if I was a younger man, I would hop that train and leave today. Man pays with his health, he'll never make it out alive. Just pray the sky is clear and blue when in heaven I arrive. Snows, the ground turns black. Feels like darkness in my chest. Hope I live to see those smokestacks fall, that monster finally take its rest. Black snake clatters down the tracks, dumps his coal and rolls away. If I was a younger man, I would hop that train and leave today.
Yeah. SMAS member David Hanners. And I haven't met David yet, but his songs combine rich storytelling, vibrant lyrics, and uncomplicated melodies. He's from St. Paul, Minnesota, and his CD is titled There Are No Secrets in This Town. And there are contributions on there by, among others, Lonnie Knight on guitar. Well, I should share a little beer news for you because we do that here. And it seems to be rather fashionable now to be putting craft beers in cans instead of bottles. I suspect it's really just cheaper. But is it a good thing? Well, according to Nimbus Beer, in an article on beerpulse.com, they don't agree. They say that they quote an article published in 2013 in the National Academy of Sciences, which documents the conclusion of a long-term study of BPAs. That's bisphenol A, or BPAs, just how seriously dangerous the chemical which is used in the can is. And when ingested by anyone that chooses to eat or drink foods and beverages from canned containers, they're basically playing Russian roulette with their health. Isn't that interesting? Affects the genes, work all their down to the DNA level inside the brain of rats. So they have said now, this company, which is, again, Nimbus Beer, has come out to say that they will be the very last beer company to put their beer in a can. They suspect it causes acid reflux, making it difficult to sleep. A lot about it. I'll post that article on our Facebook page, and while you're there, like us, okay? Because you're listening to Minnesota Home Brew, the show that plays no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Just simply pure, unadulterated, original tunes. And up next, a new tune by Amanda Grace titled Love is Falling on Minnesota Homebrew.
I hear the thunder crashing, I see the trees slapping, invasive dark horizon, the storm's forming around me. Love, 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 love is falling around me. Love, 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 love is falling around me. Yeah. I hear a baby cry. Trying, her mind's bent on a list of shoulds, but she can't succeed. Can't succeed. Love, 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 love is falling around her. Love, 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 love is falling. Someday I'll find a way to pull his life from the hell, from his hell. Love, love.
Grandma couldn't sing a lick, scared us kids to death. Grandma couldn't sing a bit, we held our ears in breath. Grandma tried so hard to sing, but couldn't find the tune. When Grandma sang, the cows came home, and we all left the room. Grandma couldn't find the pitch, though she was so proud. Grandma's voice was like a switch, always stuck on loud. Grandma loved her music, especially gospel tunes. When Grandma sang, the church bells rang, she brightened up the room. Singing was a part of her, she always knew the words. Hanging clothes out in the yard, attracting all the birds. She was someone special, and I'm sure that you'll agree. We all love our grandmas, they're part of who we'll be. Grandma smiled just to sing, that's my memory. Grandma's song meant everything to family, friends, and me. Grandma taught us not to fear, let heart dictate the tune. When Grandma died, how much we cried, her songs filled up the room. Singing was a part of her, she knew the gospel songs. Up until she passed away, when all the words were gone. Still I hear those melodies, as grandkids often do. Grandma sang the best she could, her songs in me and you. Oh, yesterday my grandson sang, and Grandma he's like you. Beautiful in many ways, and what I say is true. Grandma is a blessing, but he just can't find the tune. Grandma's gone, but still lives on, her songs fill up the room. Singing was a part of her, though she couldn't sing. But she did the best she could, she loved most everything. Everyone loved Grandma, and I'm sure you all agree. Grandma lives inside us all, my grandson's just like she. Grandma couldn't find the pitch, though she was so proud. Grandma's voice was like a switch, always stuck on loud. Grandma loved her music, especially gospel tunes. When Grandma sang, the church bells rang, she brightened up the gloom. And when my grandson starts to sing, her voice is in the room.
The unmistakable voice of Mr. Bob Moskowitz with a request by Ruby Nordby. That's Grandma Couldn't Sing. Bob has a knack for writing songs that they just grab you and you don't forget them because very often the titles are very catchy. And sometimes the titles are more mundane, but the song itself is very catchy. Well, we have a request by Stephanie Kofel to hear something by Noska. Now, this is the only song I have in the system. It's titled Miss You, but I saw Gabe at the local blend down in St. Joe last month, and he's promised to send more. He has the same challenge that a lot of songwriters have. That's just finding time to get in the studio and get things done. Here's Noska with Miss You.
I wonder how you got far from me. We used to be so close, like a heart and a key. And now time's gone by like water from a rose. It's withered in the sun, frozen from the cold.
And I miss you.
replace these broken dreams. Maybe we could take a boat and sail out to the sea. Could go out in the night and wish upon a star to repair those fallen tears that were cut from our hearts.
And I miss you. Yeah, I miss you.
Came to
to a full stop in the races. This life, it just tripped you up by your laces, by your laces.
A request from Mr. Mike Belfany for Webster, Minnesota native Anna Marie Mitchell, who made the show twice tonight, two separate requests. And we thank you, Mike, for that and hope you're listening. I know Don Karski was listening tonight, so was Bob Muscovitz, Ruby Nordby, and the Kofels, and who knows who else. We are the most listened to show on the internet that is produced here at Pioneer 90.1. And if you want to donate to this wonderful cause here, college radio station, go to radionorthland.org and you'll find a button for contributing to this wonderful cause. My boss, Mark Johnson, my cohorts, Glenn Broggett and Ron West, along with the workhorse of our studio, Chris Cuppett, and many other volunteers such as Pat Dunning, Philip McKenzie, David Burns, whose show will follow Minnesota Homebrew. Stay tuned for that. We're going to end tonight with a tune requested by Casey Jerome back from Grand Forks. It's an old Vern tune off their Here on Purpose CD. It's titled Waiting, Say It All Again. But before I go, I just want to say that next week's show will be pre-recorded. It's theme night, And I'll be announcing during the week what that theme is, probably a separate theme for each hour. But I'm ducking away because my daughter is getting married next week, and I just am so proud of Jana and her super great fiancé, Jeremy Anderson, because of all things, they gave me Odie. And I'm going to be playing, darn, I couldn't find it here, but I have a clip of Odie singing, and do you think I can find it here? Where did it go to? Well, we're going to just have to play it another night, but Odie's my two-year-old grandson, and I am also very proud of my nine-year-old granddaughter, Olivia. Thanks, everyone, for watching. For listening tonight. I'm your host, Carl Unbeyond. I have a great radio face, and here's Old Vern with Waiting. Say It All Again. Stay tuned for The Burn Show. We appreciate your support.